All right. Hello, Mr. Anshu Momo, how are you?
I'm doing fine, and also I.
You are the Secretary General of SLPP UK Ireland, is that correct?
Yeah, I'm the Secretary General until today. I've officially handed over, and other officials of the party have also handed over
Thank you. Thank you.
to the
Mamba
cabinet
TV is
members.
doing a story on the incident that took place today at the meeting in UK, in which the police we learned that the police were called in. So can you
Yeah.
tell us exactly what took place today and what led to the calling of the police?
What happened, Mosuwai or Mamba TV, as I might say, because I'm talking to you in an official capacity. We had an official handing over meeting today, and invites were sent out to the general membership that we're going to have an official handing over meeting today. To the surprise of most of the membership, I think last night the publicity sector of the SLPP UK and Ireland branch, Mr. Lexman Sheku Lexman Nkrumah, circulated an information out that we're going to have security personnel in the building. And my position as Secretary General, I'm the one who has been negotiating where we are going to have the meeting. I was very surprised about that. Anyway, I went to the meeting today, like everybody else went to the meeting. I think I was there around 2 o'clock, but the hall was available for us after 3. I wanted to document the signing. So I was surprised when I was at a meeting, I saw a couple of security folks who were about to enter into the hall. And I said to them, "No, as far as I'm concerned, the SLPP is a family. We are a bit surprised that we have security personnel in the building." And I was a bit surprised the chairman said to me, "I'm in my capacity as chairman, I've had intelligence information that people from Manchester, party members from Manchester, and Manchester is one of our vibrant branches or vibrant chapters in the SNPP UK and Ireland. We have some people from Manchester who are coming here to attack me. I've had those sort of informations." So I said to him, "Mr. Chairman, are you actually hearing yourself?" I said, "Because the SNPP is a family. The SNPP political party was also a family." I said, in my position as Secretary General, I have negotiated for this hall. There's no issue of security." Little did I realize that there were some police officers. I think somebody in the party definitely contacted the police officers. So I said, "We are not going to allow any security in the building. Everybody has to go outside. If, for whatever reason, there was any, let me say, threat to violence or so, then we can invite security or police in." I said, "But I'm not going to allow anybody in." For the chairman said, "Well, I'm the chairman." I said, "No, this is not about you. It's not about me. It's about, I'm the Secretary General. You decided to bring in security. We cannot allow security. We don't allow any security in our SNPP meetings. So what's so special about this meeting for us to have security personnel?" So for now, that's what happened. I know you're going to be a follow-up question, but for
Right,
now, that's
right.
what exactly happened.
I interviewed the chairman, and he mentioned that there were people that were brought into the meeting that were not registered members of the party, and in fact are not Sierra Leonean nationals. That there are people from other foreign there are foreign nationals that were there to interrupt the meeting, and that in fact the presence of the security was to ensure that only SFPB members are allowed to enter the hall. Does that does any of that hold any basis?
If the chairman was with me, I would have said maybe he was a bit disingenuous, or at worst, he's been dishonest. I am the Secretary General. I'm the custodian of the grand property. What he's forgetting to realize, as I was saying to him, most why he was there, as I always insist to Sierra Leoneans, the SLPP is at a crossroad. Before this meeting today, we had a joint meeting on. I want to give you a bit of context for people to have a better understanding of some of the situation that's happening in the branch today. We had a meeting on Thursday between the Council of Elders, who are the moral guarantors of the branch, and also the executive. And I said to the chairman, and this is what I said, and I will say it everywhere, I said, "Mr. Chairman, irrespective of the fact that I'm the Secretary General, I've got a huge institution. I've been a member of the for 15 years. The the normal procedure in this branch is the Council of Elders, we do the first part of the meeting, the first segment of the meeting is always conducted by the executive, and after that you have the Council of Elders. For whatever reason, the chairman was insisting that it was routine, is right. I said, no, Mr. Chairman, we cannot be a judge and jury in the process of the election. It's not about the office of the chairman or office of the secretary, it's about integrity, the overall integrity of the process. So we went to the meeting today. Yes, that's what he has said to you. And I can assure you that as Secretary General, and apparently the Financial Secretary has also handed over all his documents as Financial Secretary, Mr. Ibrahim Komo.
So, was there, let me just ask this follow-up. The entire executive, were you guys all on the same page with respect to handing over today? Is this...
No, what happened basically today, as I said, because of everything that will be happening on the Link staff, we had a meeting on Thursday. And I went to the meeting, and I think I advised the chairman, I think it's the chairman, in respect of the opinion people might have had about you, we have to hand over on Thursday, on Saturday. Where did this meeting today? And I said, it's our responsibility as executive to come to a reasonable accommodation before this meeting today. And he said it was Mr. Chairman. I said, no, Mr. Chairman, it's about your office of chairman of the office of secretary general. It's about the integrity of the process. And I was elected 2 years ago, and my job as secretary general is to maintain the institutional integrity or the constitutional integrity of this branch. That's why I always say to people about putting SFP first. It's not about myself, it's about you, it's about the party. The party is bigger than everybody. Yes, he went to the hall, and he might have told, he has walked out of the hall. What I said to him, a couple of years ago we had an election on the bench, chairman walked out of the hall, we still had an election, and the party is still alive. The party is bigger than anyone.
So, was there any reason to be concerned about the security of the hall, the security of those that were within the hall, given the chairman's fear that there may have been people, there may have been thugs around?
At the end of the day, if people were to send out documentary evidence, I don't think that would reflect very well on the SLPP. The people who were very disruptive at the end of the day in the meeting were people who are aligned with the chairman. But that's for another day.
So who called the police and why was the police? Because, like you said, the chairman...
What happened basically, was this. It was late at night yesterday. The publicity said, for whatever reason, as I said, we have been negotiating with these people for the venue. And there was this whole thing on LIFSAS and BBI and all over this place that security are going to be involved. Initially, I felt very offended. I said to General, I've been negotiating with these people. I said to myself, and I said to people today, people like Emma, I said to them, if for whatever reason the chairman wanted to inform security, I think it should have given me that respect, I said to General, because I've been negotiating with the venue to say, okay, we want to have security. But he didn't do it. I've been through social media, the WhatsApp and social media. Naturally, I think somebody in the party reacted to say, well, okay, if they have invited the security personnel, we are going to call in the police. Of course, the police came in.
Okay. So you called the police in as well?
No, I didn't call the police. I think that's the misconception going around. I called the police. I didn't call the police.
Okay. So who called the police?
Someone called the police.
And what? Do you know why they called the police?
I don't even know who called the police. Pardon?
Do you know why they called the police?
Pardon?
Do you know why they called the police?
The reason why they called the police, because they called the security. They called the security personnel.
So there wasn't fighting going on when
there was fighting. There was fighting.
Okay.
We've never fought in any SFP meeting. Yes, we might have our disagreement. We might have difference of opinion about the way forward in our party. But the SFP has always been a family party. Yes. Okay. We've always had meetings. You know, let me give you a bit of context. Last time I had a text from the chairman. Oh, you have to ask people to bring in their driving license and passports. We never had those sort of things in the party. It's a family party.
Right, but given that quite recently the SLPP itself has been surrounded by, you know, reports of violence, not only particularly in Sierra Leone, and a lot of internal fights, most of which have ended, some of which have ended in physical fights that we've heard about in the party office and other places. People are weary of meetings, and so this picture here coming from London today is painting a picture that that a lot of Sierra Leoneans are not very happy about. So how do you, as a UK branch that's supposed to lead in the moral high ground within the SLPP, stand to speak on the issue of violence, on the issue of Thuggery, on the issue of unity within the SLPP itself, as opposed to being divided along flag bearer lines?
Yeah, you see, I see most of us, I always say to people, it's rather unfortunate. I've always believed in putting the interests of this party first. Yes, people might have their opinions about Mr. Momo, but that, for me, it's something I don't even worry about. The fundamental issue here we have to look at the most one. People are fighting in Sierra Leone. I'm not saying the people who live in America or in England or wherever they call themselves, Australia. I believe we live in advanced democracy. Sometimes you see the leader of the Labour Party, the leader of the Conservative Party, the Prime Minister, they sit and have a thing together. Yeah, they might have fundamental differences of opinion. But at the end of the day, I believe, genuinely believe, they have the interests of this country forward. And sometimes when I talk to people, I say to people, I don't care who you support, whether you're supporting Kanye, whether you're supporting Madam, you're supporting Anu Kaili. I believe all these people are stakeholders. Yes. When it comes to Anzu, there might have been misconception about Anzu. Well, as I always say to people, I've been very consistent about this. I can stand anywhere and say I'm the only person in the executive who have, whether I'm a patron or have been to every flag bearer's occasion. Because I believe executive members, we have to be seen. Even if you have somebody you like or you prefer, you have to be seen as someone who is neutral.
Right. So going forward, how did the meeting end today, and what's the next step?
The meeting ended. The fundamental, in terms of outcomes, the fundamental today about the meeting, the executive, for instance, okay, I think the chairman should have given the round of applause. He was not there. But the decision was made in the meeting that the meeting has to go ahead, and the meeting went ahead. As Secretary General, I've handed over my document. The financial secretary came in, he has handed over all his documents as financial secretary. And we are moving forward. So I think, as far as I'm concerned, the next meeting we are going to call, the council is going to call the next meeting to elect the electoral committee.
Okay. So as we speak, are we saying that the UK, who's in charge now in the
Council of Elders, as per our constitution, we have clear constitutional framework. The documents have been handed over to the Council of Elders. We have done that today. Yes, we are supposed to have elected our electoral commissioners. We're not going to do that. The Council of Elders are going to do that. But at the end of the day, we have a clear framework. We have a clear roadmap. The Council of Elders is now going to call the next meeting for us to elect our electoral committee. After that, we are going to move forward. And as some people who have been in this band for a longer period of time, I think one of the elders mentioned that couple of years ago, a then chairman walked away from a meeting. We still had an election. This party, Musuwa, is bigger than anyone. It's not about me, it's not about Jimmy. Jimmy is married to my second cousin. But it's not about him, it's not about the office of the secretary general or the office of the chairman. It's about the party. We have to believe in institutions.
Okay.
And I believe the party is bigger than anyone.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Ansu Momo, for taking this interview.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Ansu. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. This is Mustafa Wai from Amber TV. I was just talking to Mr. Ansu Momo, who is the Secretary General of the SLPP UK and Ireland.